Lincoln.
Hey Spiro, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Sorry, my phone just—I dropped it. So.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no problem. I just want to touch base with you on a conversation we had a couple of days back. I mean, do you have any, you know, luck finding that forklift?
You know what? I decided I'm decided not to buy one. I'm just going to rent one. It made no sense. I mean, well, we need one, but at this point, I should tell a buddy of mine, I don't need to spend the money to buy one. We'll just rent one for the job that we need. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a, I decided it's just, I could be off some other stuff instead of doing that, so.
So you're just holding off for, you know, the jobs? Did you, like, weren't you going to use this for more jobs coming up, or what were you?
I was going to, but you know what, I was looking at it because now the rental rates are like $2,000 a month to rent one.
Oh, wow.
A month, and it's cheaper to rent one than it is to purchase one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking at that option, and I'm just trying to make more financial sense. I mean, yeah, I can buy one, but then, I'm just trying to figure it all out. You know, I'm not saying I'm not going to buy one. I'm just also just kind of tinkering around what makes financially sense. You know?
Yes.
So
exactly.
That's where I'm at this point. So.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, were you guys, you know, needing any extra capital for the jobs coming up or anything like that?
I'm looking for a line of credit where I can buy to have at all times, you know, to purchase properties when I find something, you know, and I'm in the process right now. I have a commercial building that we're trying to refinance so we can pull a big line of credit off of that to have capital to work with, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like able, you know, to buy that. Now, do you have a line of credit with your bank right now?
I do have a line of credit, but I just, with the bank that I'm with now, I used to have like a $500,000 line of credit, and, you know, when the downtime came, they reduced it. I'm down to like $200,000 right now.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they took it down, and you know, and I've never, with the bank that I have this big commercial property with, I've never missed a payment, but they're just like, oh, you know, we're just doing this to prevent you from ever going broke and doing this and doing that, and I thought to myself, you know what, for never being late on any of their payments, treat me like that, I just didn't like it, so I just decided, you know, the notes coming due next year,
mm-hmm.
The interest rates right now, you know, for the commercial center that I have are pretty good, but if I, you know, with the elections coming up and being over with, I want to refinance before then just to keep a lower interest rate. What if they raise it, you know? So,
exactly. Yeah, that's true.
So this bank that I'm working with decided to give me a $500,000 line of credit because we have, we're like a loan to value, or like 45% loan to value on the property.
So, okay. So right now you're looking at about like a 700. Yeah, I still have that $200,000 line with your other bank. And what bank was that?
That's Columbia Bank.
Okay.
So and now then, we've been talking to Riverview Community Bank. Now I'm gonna change it over.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're gonna keep that $200,000 line, or are you gonna just?
We're gonna pay that off. And get the other one, you know, from the Riverside. So,
okay. So you get the $500K. So you don't have any of that used yet. No, that's great. And you know, with that, what do you use that line of credit for?
I use it, you know, I'm a builder. So sometimes I find property that, you know, there's property, and I like to have that availability where I can walk up and pay for it. You know, do my due diligence within 3 days, try to purchase a property. I build on it and sell it and turn around and pay back the line of credit and make profits. So
yeah, exactly. You know. And for that, I mean, how long does it take you to flip those properties usually?
Well, usually, it depends on the project. It's sometimes we buy a piece of property and then it takes time is everybody's so busy, so the architects and the counties and the cities are taking most of my time right now. They're taking anywhere from 3 to 4 months before I can break ground to get all the paperwork done.
Wow. So, 3 to 4 months?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's why I like to find property, purchase it, and work on it as I'm working on other stuff. And when other stuff gets done, tackle the next one, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just keep the pipeline going.
Yeah.
And yeah, with that, Spiro, I mean, is that $500K gonna be enough for you guys? Or are you still looking for a little more, you know, capital or like another line as well?
It all depends what's available, what the terms are, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why I told the bank that I'm with. I said, this is what I'm doing. That's what I use it for.
Uh-huh.
Most banks don't like. They don't like. They'll give you a line of credit on it, but you got to repay it back within 1 year. And on this line of credit that I'm getting with Riverview, they'll redo it every 5 years. So I don't have to go through all that stuff.
So, yeah, exactly. So you guys do it, you know, all 5 years. And like, if I remember right from the last conversation, your gross annual sales are about like $3 million, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you know, we'd be able to get you around like, you know, $300,000 or like $450,000 quick quote. And some extra capital, if you could, you know, would you be able to use that extra capital on top of your line to help you get more properties and stuff?
And what are you secured with?
It's actually unsecured cash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unsecured, and it's a sales-based loan. So, they look at credit, but it's mostly based off sales. You know, and we figure, you know, you got the sales, you can cash flow the note. Yeah, so around $3 million, you'd be looking at like $300,000. Would you be able to use that, you know, to get more properties and more things going for you over there?
That's it. Yeah, and what is their interest rate and all that stuff, the loan fees and all that crap, all that stuff?
Yeah, so like with that, I mean, this is like more of a custom loan. You know, it's like a line of credit in the sense we can get you, you know, as much possible, and you can take as much as you need, you know, at what time you need it. It's different in the sense that it is a, you know, termed loan, though. So it is, you know, better in the sense that you could use it. Say you had this project coming up, you know, if you're going to flip it in 4 months, we can get you a loan, you know, for a year or however long. You know, you choose those terms. The terms range from 3 months to 3 years. Most of our, you know, first-time customers are right in that 24-month mark. And then as far as, you know, the interest